So we have in studio a guest called by the name of Gabby Perry. It's almost like they spelt that wrong, isn't it?
Right.
It's like they needed an E, not an A. What were they thinking?
I know.
Perrykovitz or something. I don't know.
I didn't pick it.
No, clearly you didn't. Gabby, you're an Australian living in Israel, I presume.
Yes. I made Aliyah 3.5 years ago from Perth, Australia. And I'm now a tour guide in the Knesset, which is what I'm here to speak to you
about. Okay, before, because I wanted to say you're a Knesset facilitator. I want you to explain to me what that is. But before we get there,
yes.
Bet you didn't know that I lived in Australia for 4.5 years.
Really?
I did.
Where
which
in
is
Australia?
Why in Melbourne. Melbourne.
Melbourne.
which is why I'm kind of finding it strange that you're Australian, because your accent is so gentle.
I know. I think there's a big South African Jewish community in Perth. I was one of two people in my year who didn't have South African parents. So I think it had somewhat of an effect on my accent.
You must have been like bullied. You must have been the only kid. That's quite incredible. And the sad thing, sorry, this is not an interview about Perth, but it just is really interesting to me, is living in Melbourne, you saw a whole lot of youngsters come through from Perth the minute they had...
Right.
Is that
right.
The rite of passage?
A little bit. Generally speaking, after you finish your undergrad degree in Perth, you'll move on, whether that's to Melbourne. A lot of people go to London as well. I ended up in Israel somehow, but a lot of people go to Melbourne as well.
You're a Zionist community. I mean, yes. Australian community, let's be honest, it's a hugely Holocaust-rooted community. Yeah. So I think Israel takes on a...
Big Zionist focus.
Hyper important.
Definitely.
Meaning in Australia.
Definitely,
no matter
definitely.
The fact that you're like so unbelievably far away. Gabby, I am going on and on just because I'm excited to talk to an Australian. Tell us, what is a Knesset facilitator?
So the Knesset facilitator, I think it's a heightened term for saying we're tour guides in the Israeli parliament. I mostly give my tours in English, sometimes in Hebrew, but mostly in English. We also guide any ambassadors that come, special visitors that come to the Knesset that have meetings. We make sure that they have their meetings and make their way around the maze that is the Knesset.
So you're employed by whom?
I'm a Knesset worker. I'm employed by the government. Specifically, all of the tour guides in the visitor center are students. So I'm a student for international relations and Jewish history at the Hebrew University of Jerusalem. And we're a group of about 40 tour guides covering 7 different languages. And we're all students.
Tell us about the more interesting groups that you've taken around. I would imagine you have like plenty Jewish school groups from around the world. Same old, same old tale, same old. Tell us about the interesting ones.
Well, all parliamentary delegations are always fascinating. Like I said, I'm studying international relations. So whenever we get to see parliamentary delegations that are coming in, having meetings with MKs, and learning about the parliamentary process, the special parliamentary process that takes place in the State of Israel is obviously very exciting for me. We have a lot of Christian groups that come as well, which are really excited about the Israeli parliament as well, which has been great to see as well.
Are you allowed to have opinions, or you've got to be absolutely neutral in what you do?
We represent the Knesset in its entirety. All of the different groups, subgroups that exist in Israeli society, and therefore are represented in the Knesset as well. So no, I'm not going to be saying who I'm voting for on April 9th.
No, well, it's funny you say that, because I was just thinking, you know, that your elections are absolutely around the corner, and I'm
exactly.
sure there's some sort of increased tension and some...
You can definitely feel it. It's exciting. It's exciting to see the whole country get involved.
So if you saw Netanyahu sort of walking down the passages, would you greet him? Would you say, ha, 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 you might not be here next month?
in a much more formal way. And no, I don't think we would say that to him. We obviously try to keep as professional as we can. But that's definitely one of the perks of the job, is to see the parliamentary process take place right in front of our eyes, with MKs walking down the same pathways that we are. It's really a wonderful experience.
Gabby, the time has gone 5, which means we have to take news. I'm going to ask you to hang around. It's great having you in studio. Okay. Sasha, we're going to run out of time, so I really do want to get back to Gabby Perry, who is a Knesset facilitator, or a tour guide of the Knesset, who says she's Australian, still got to prove it. Gabby,
G'day, mate.
Much better.
Thank you.
So much better. How long have you lived in Israel?
I moved to Israel 3.5 years ago. My sister just made Aliyah a month ago, but the rest of my family is still in Perth.
In Perth.
Yeah.
So you're still kind of fresh because 3 years into an Aliyah is not a long time.
I think technically the term Oleh Chadash lasts for 10 years, but I'm going to milk it for as long as I can.
And you always will, because no matter how good your Hebrew becomes, and I got to admit my Hebrew became pretty good, that Anglo-Saxon accent just,
I know,
it's there.
I know.
Like they
I
should
know.
Send us to training courses how to do a resh properly, and then maybe that would help, but I just can't do it. I want you to take us back to the Knesset. I want to know about security. I mean, you're probably in one of the most sensitive spots in the whole country, Bar Dimona. How does that work?
So the Knesset has its own security force called Mishmar Knesset. It was one of the first initiatives that took place after the establishment of the state to separate, you know, the army from the Knesset, to keep a separation of powers. So we have our own security force called Mishmar Knesset. You obviously go through security the same, although I have to say that coming in through here was also to go through security as well.
The rarity of Jewish life,
right,
wherever you are in
exactly.
the world, I think. And this is probably pretty easy by, say, French standards
right.
or Parisian standards.
Of course. It's obviously a hot spot, but we all feel very safe. There was the only incident that happened, security threat that happened in the Knesset took place in 1957 in the old Knesset building when the Knesset was still sitting right in the center of town in Jerusalem in a place called Beit Frumen. A mentally ill man came in and threw a grenade onto the members of Knesset as they were sitting and injured a number of ministers, David Ben-Gurion and Golda Meir. And so when they decided to move the Knesset to the current location, which is in the National Precinct in 1966, there was a debate if to keep a public gallery or not. And obviously because the Knesset is the home, that the beating heart of the Israeli democracy, it was decided to keep the public gallery. But we do have a bulletproof glass to separate the public gallery from the Knesset floor.
As one would kind of expect. Yes. Tell me, are you kind of like old furniture there? Do you know the politicians? Do you sit and have lunch and kind of greet each other?
We don't have lunch together, but if you have a rapport with them, obviously you say hi. Who's my favorite? I can't say. I definitely can't say that.
The list is too long.
But from what I understand, it's also quite a different structure to, for example, the Congress in the U.S., where the congressmen and senators have separate entrances and separate walkways compared to the rest of the workers and visitors. Whereas in the Knesset, you know, I'll be bringing a group around and they'll walk past members of Knesset. Oftentimes Naftali Bennett, who was the Minister for Education, whenever we had school groups, high school groups coming in, he would sit and chat with them, get to know them a bit better. And that's just one example of the kind of dynamic that takes place.
My claim to fame is I took a pee next to Netanyahu once.
Oh.
Yeah. It was a fancy airport, VIP special reception place. And I was there. I don't know what I was doing then. I remember it was so long ago. And there next to me at the urinal was Mr. Netanyahu. And I should have said hello and started a conversation because just who knew where he was going to land up? Hey, that was quite something.
I don't think that would have worked out well. They say it's the one place you shouldn't, you know, strike up a conversation with a stranger.
That's absolutely 1,000% true. Gabby, are you a Jerusalemite? Do you live in Jerusalem?
I live in Jerusalem, yeah. I live in Baca with roommates, and I've been there since I've made Aliyah. I was debating between Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, but very happy with the decision to be in Jerusalem.
In Jerusalem.
Yes, definitely. It's very special.
I made the other choice.
You win Tel Aviv?
Yep.
Also a great choice.
Two more different cities you could not get.
No,
I mean, it's like apples
not.
And oranges. There's no similarity between them.
I don't know how many similarities there are. They're both great and they're each separate.
I'm just loving talking to you because it's been a long time since I've spoken to somebody from Israel, but, I was in Israel last year for the first time in a very long time, hadn't been to Jerusalem in an even longer time, and landed up at Machane Yehuda.
Right.
And was absolutely blown away by what it's become.
It's really changed over the last few years. I know that the nightlife there as well. I was shocked when I made Aliyah that, you know, in the day it's the fruit and the vegetables and the cellars and things like that. And then as soon as it, turns to night, they all become like restaurants and bars, it's really fun.
Incredible,
it's
because
really
like
fun.
20 years ago it was a shemzich, poor little part of the city that like, oh really, do I need to go there? And anyway, a bomb's going to go off during the day. It's like, it was not where you wanted to be. And now it is just absolutely phenomenal,
of
full of life, kind of gives Tel Aviv a run for its money, I think.
You could say.
And that light rail, I mean, what is
the
that
The light rail
about?
Is still going. It's still going. It will be great when it's finished. But we'll see. If I come back in 5 years, then maybe.
So how do we get to go on one of your tours?
So the visitor center has 200,000 visitors each year. Like I said, we offer tours in 7 different languages. So there's something for everyone. We have open tours on Sundays and Thursdays at different times, depending on which language. And if you're a group or a tour group that's coming, you can call the visitor center and book a tour in advance as well. We'd obviously love to have you all. It's free, of course.
It's free.
Yes, of course.
So can you book on a website?
You can book on the website. The best way is to call the visitor center. But I will www.knesset.co.il.
That's
you can find
fantastic.
The visitor center as well.
Final question before we say goodbye to you. How come you're in South Africa?
So I'm here for a special program, which is taking place to honor the 70th anniversary of the Knesset. The first Knesset session took place on Tu Bishvat 1949. So we're celebrating the 70th anniversary of, thriving Israeli democracy by going to 7 different communities around the world and teaching about the Israeli democracy and the Israeli parliamentary system. So I'm going to be going to different schools, meeting with youth groups, and we have a special live feed going on Wednesday night at 6:30, which will be a direct feed to the Chagall Hall in the Knesset with the Speaker of Knesset, Mr. Yuli Edelstein, to commemorate this amazing occasion.
What an amazing occasion and what a celebration worth commemorating. Gabby, thank you so much.
Thank you for
Shabbat. Namrot shani lo mamin shat Australit. I'm saying even though I don't believe she's, no, we do know because she said good day, mate. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me.
And good luck.
Thank you.
That was Gabby Perry, a Knesset tour guide. If you want to, go on one of her tours, it's